All right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. Hey, this is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder Bizarre coming in loud and clear. I'm on for 2 hours from 5 to 7. I got my brother on with me. He's going to be on with me. I'm going to give him the first 30 minutes. I'm going to have prayer, and then I'm going to give him the first 30 minutes, and then I'll take it from there. I want him to get some rest. He's been on the job, and he said his back, I think his neck, is. I think he twisted his neck or probably slept wrong, and he's got a headache. So I want y'all to pray for him. Pray for me. As we get into the word, I'm going to have a prayer. Then I'm going to give it to him, let him kick it off. And then we never know. He may feel better before the 30 minutes is over. If he want to go any longer, it's up to him. But anyway, I'm so glad to have him on with me to get this word out because it's urgent. It's urgency. It's emergency. It's SOS. It's SOS. The signal's been sent out. We go into prayer, then I'm going to give it to him. Let him start it off. This is Watchman on the Wall, Elder G. Bizarre, Inside Global Name Ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you one more day, one more hour, one more second that you give us this opportunity to come before you and before your people, wherever they may be. We ask you right now, Lord, let your word go out as a mighty hammer, that it may hammer out justice, that it may hammer out the grace of God. Let people know that Jesus Christ loves them, that Jesus Christ is coming back again to get a church, and he's warning us through his word, through his son, through the prophets, through the preachers, through those that are spirit-filled to let the world know time is short, the day is far spent. We ask you right now as we hand it over to Brother Tim Jackson. He's going to kick it off. Let him say whatever he has to say. He want to say more. It's up to him. We just thank you for him at this time. In Jesus' name, we're going to give it to him. Brother Tim, go for it.
All right. Welcome. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you, brother, for the introduction. Thank the Most High God for the opportunity to be here to speak his word. Amen. We know that the church is under great attack. Those of us that really truthfully believe in this, out here working, amen, in the ministry, amen. But we are being attacked.
Amen.
But the enemy is trying to do everything that he can to derail us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Trying to do everything that he can to prevent us from spreading his gospel, from spreading his word. And for most of all, spreading his love, amen.
Now, amen, love amen, brother.
Amen. Thank you, doctor. Amen. It gets frustrating sometimes, I got to admit, because, you know, you do all that you can, and it seems like, you know, you just don't have, you know, the people that you think are in your corner and on your side, not really on your side, amen. You got to be careful out here, amen.
Yes,
but
sir.
Nonetheless,
yes,
we got to continue to do the Most High's will. Amen. He does everything
amen.
He can to throw things at you to frustrate you. Amen. We know that's true.
That's right.
And that's what I've been doing. Amen. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the word. We're going to go ahead and look at some scriptures. Amen. So let's go ahead and go into the book of Revelation. Let's go ahead and jump on.
All right.
And I'll probably jump around to some more scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Revelation. Amen. The 16th chapter.
16th chapter.
That's where I was yesterday.
Yes.
And I think I stopped off at verse 6. I think that's where I stopped at.
Yes, sir. Verse 6.
All right. Amen. So it says, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink. For they are worthy. Amen. Amen. We know that the things are going to happen, amen, in the great tribulation. The things that are going to take place, which is God's judgments and punishments upon the wicked. Amen. We know that. Amen, that because of what they have done for the past 2,000 years and 6,000 years to the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
All right.
Amen. Pray for me because I'm dealing with some things. That's a lot of evil.
All right. Praying for you, brother. Praying for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Let's go ahead and take a look. All right. There we go. All right, so through this revelation of the sixth chapter, these vials that are going to be poured out upon men, there will be a few that will repent to God, amen. But we know that the mass majority of them, they have a reprobate mind, amen. They won't turn back. They won't profess God, amen. They will continue to serve the devil, amen.
Yes,
amen.
All
right, so, amen. Amen. Revelation is the 16th chapter.
Yes, sir.
Verse 7. I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord, God Almighty, true and righteous, all thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God. And so instead of them turning back, now you remember the balls and things like that are going to come on their body, similar to what happened in Egypt. We see here that the angel is going to pour out one of the vials and going to cause men to be scorched with the sun. And instead of them repenting, that's the word I was looking for earlier, repent. Instead of them repenting and asking God for mercy, because we know that God is graceful and merciful. And if you remember, I'm going to go call your attention real quick over to Matthew, the 24th chapter.
24, all right.
Amen. If you remember what Christ said to his disciples, amen. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Amen. Amen.
24.
Amen. There it is. Amen. There it is. Matthew 24, chapter verse 22, says, except those days be shortened. And what Christ is referring to is that the tribulation is going to last. Amen.
Amen.
7 years.
Yes, sir.
It said, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, what I'm looking for is that scripture that said, but I know you can help me out right
go ahead. Go ahead.
With this one.
What is it?
Amen. It says that man, all men have to do is simply call on the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. And this is what Christ is referring to. Amen. It's what he's referring to. Amen. I can't find the verse right now. Amen. I can deal with this headache, so just pray for me. Amen.
Okay, I'm praying for you, brother.
Right. Amen. I need it, brother. Amen. Amen. I'm trying not to keep taking medicine for it because I don't want to just keep taking all that medicine. I know that ain't good.
All right. I hear you.
Amen.
I hear you.
Amen. And so, you think about this. Amen. And it says, let me get back to it. Verse 9 says, and men, this is Revelation 16, chapter verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not, there it is, to give him glory. Mm-hmm. Instead of humbling themselves and serving the God that had the power, because Satan has blinded them and fooled them into believing that that Satan is God, that the Antichrist is God, he's the Christ, and he's not. Amen. And then in verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness.
Yes.
And they gnawed their tongues for pain. Now, you know that's got to be bad. Mm-hmm. The pain was so bad. Now, I don't know about y'all, but we got these military jets going over my house. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And they gnawed their tongue. Now, I don't know about you, but I've bitten my tongue. And I don't like the feeling of that. It's a very, very painful thing. But they gnaw their tongue. That's how much pain that they're in. But they're gnawing their tongue. And blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. Remember we talked about the balls. And repented not of their deed. And the sixth angel poured out. Watch this. Because God's going to continue to punish them and judge them. Because why? They're wicked. They're stiff-necked, they're hard-headed, They have a reprobate mind. They don't want to change. And we know that we've dealt like with people like that in our lives. We've even dealt with family members in our lives like that. They don't want to repent. They don't want to stop doing nothing. They just want to continue and sin. You try to tell them things. Hey, man, it reminds me of how we were when we were young, and our dad tried to teach us certain things and tell us things, but we just want to be hard-headed, just do what we want to do. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
You see that the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Come on.
And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, now the mouth of the false prophets. For they are the spirits of devils working which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole earth to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Amen. Verse 15 and 16. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth.
Yeah, right.
And keepeth his garment. Lest he walk naked. And they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Amen. And we see that this thing is creeping up on us. And people in church are ignoring these messages. Some are hearing. And we know this is just what the Bible says, that many will be lost and a few will be saved. Amen. Because you want to know why? You want to know why?
Come on.
The time is getting late. The time is almost up. The king is coming. It's inevitable. Sir. You can plan your vacations. Amen. Continue to live your life. We're not telling you not to. Amen. But we want you to really prepare for the return of Christ and make sure that your family is ready to go. Amen. I talk to my kids, amen, especially for the past few years, been talking to them. Just want to make sure. Amen. They're alive. Even though they're grown. And I know how they feel. But you know, it's just good to get that reassurance just because you just never know. And you don't want to take any chances, amen, with any of your family, especially your love, especially if you're a minister, a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to make sure that your family is good to go and ready to see the king. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, doctor. Amen. Go ahead.
All right,
doctor.
All right, brother. I appreciate you starting me on that because I'm gonna see if I can put the bun around it, put the ketchup on it, and put the onions on it, and then we're gonna eat this up, and we're gonna find out in that 16th chapter. That's the latter part of the tribulation. That's the last 3.5 years of the 16th chapter where the veils, and the bowls will be poured out. We see that it says back there, it says it in the 12th verse, it says, and the sixth seal poured out a veil up on the great Euphrates. Uh-oh. Let's stop at the Euphrates River.
Amen.
Euphrates River now is 1,800 miles long. It's been flowing ever since the Garden of Eden. It's been flowing ever since Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden up there in your Chaldees. There's four heads of rivers there, the Pison, the Gihon, the Tigris, and the Euphrates River. And it's been flowing ever since 6,000 years. It's still flowing. But the Bible tells me, I'm talking about the Bible, the one and only book that tells you past, present, and future. The only book that the world don't want to accept because it's coming from the Word of God, and Satan knows that his time is up. There is no more time left for nobody to be panking around, playing with God, denying his word, denying his son, denying the blood, denying the resurrection, denying his second coming. Because I guarantee you, by the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I believe with all my heart, my mind, Jesus Christ is going to rapture the church this year. This year is a big year. It's 2001, 2002, 2003. Three in the Bible means strength. Three in the Bible stands for the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, the God the Holy Ghost, all three are one. They are co-equal. They have different missions, and the mission is God the Father is the Father. Christ is the Son, God in the flesh. Jesus Christ came down here, died, rose again, went back to heaven, and he sent the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God in the Spirit, and the only way the Holy Spirit can save your soul is through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, because the blood of Jesus Christ had to be shed in order for him to pay the penalty for sin.
Amen.
The penalty of sin is already paid. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Don't you realize
Amen.
What I'm saying? I'm saying 1, 2, 3. It's always 1, 2, 3. The Bible said if you have 1 or 2 or 3 witnesses, let it be established. We got witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
We got witness all through the Bible. We got it always from Genesis to Revelation. And here's a witness right now, even today, the Euphrates River. Let's see what it says. Let's see what it says. It said the sixth angel poured out his vial up on the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was what? Dried up. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the Euphrates River is drying up now. Not tomorrow. Now.
Amen.
Not 1 minute from now. Now. It's drying up. It's been drying
wow.
up ever since 35 years ago. It started drying up, and it's at its lowest point right now, and it's going to get a little lower. And here in the Word of God, in the book of Revelation, in the 16th chapter, one of the main vows that's going to be happening pretty soon is it says, dried up that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Who is the east of the Euphrates River? Nobody but China. China, do y'all understand what I'm trying to
That's
tell
right.
you?
That's right.
This is not coming Whoa. Out of Mickey Mouse book. This is not coming out of Donald Duck book. This is not coming from Walt Disney. This is not coming from no child program. This is God warning the church, warning the tribulation saints, warning the wicked, warning everybody. When the Euphrates get ready to dry up, prepare yourself for the battle of what? Armageddon is on his way, and the next event that's going to happen, that would be in the latter part of the tribulation period, in which the Euphrates will be dry enough. Come on now, dry enough for the armies of the east to cross over to the Euphrates River. Ooh-wee! Look at this. Not only that, but they said now, right now today,
Amen.
The river is so low that it don't drop below the line of the caves that's in the Ooh. Euphrates River. There are caves up in there. There are tunnels up in there. There's all kinds of compartments up in there. And they say already these compartments are filled with demons, devils. They're locked up. There's 4 angels bound up in the Euphrates River. And these angels are so wicked, so wicked,
Ooh.
So devastating, so corrupt, that God had to bound them in chains for the last 6,000 years. They cannot move because God said, if I let you loose, you'll wipe out the whole creation. You'll wipe out the whole humanity because these things cannot be killed.
Amen.
They cannot be stopped. They can run through walls. They can climb walls.
Right.
They can leap over buildings. They can fly faster than the speed of a jet plane. These wicked spirits are quick, and they are fast, and they are devastated. And God said, I got to lock them up. I got to lock them up. I can't let them loose.
That's
because,
right.
number one, I'm going to let them loose when what? When the last part, 3 1/2 years, I'm going to set these things loose. And when I set them loose, the Euphrates River going to have to be bottom dry at the bottom. In other words, no boat can float on it. Only way that you can cross it, you got to cross it by foot. And these angels are going to set off a catastrophic, devastating, destructive enemy, because the wicked people of the earth today prefer, this is what they prefer, they prefer to serve the devil. They prefer to serve wicked spirits. They prefer to serve
Lucifer.
All these wicked programs that we got. You got the Masonry. You got the Skull of the Bone. You got the Illuminati. You got secret society. You got black occults. These people are worshipers of demons. They
right.
love the devil.
Man.
They worship
Come
the devil.
Out.
They obey the devil. They are trying to control the world now. All the rich people. Lord, listen to me what I'm saying. The rich folks are in all this year calamity of witchcraft. They believe that they can conquer the world. Now, you talking about? I'm talking about these high-class people who are rich. Mm. We're talking about kings and priests. We're talking about England. We're talking about the United States. We're talking about the masonry. We're talking about all kinds of wicked programs that's working on top of the ground and underneath the ground and in the air.
Amen.
And they're flying right now. They're preparing for what? They're preparing AI. What's AI? Artificial intelligence. The demons and the devils are going to work through the computers, and they're going to be able to speak through the computers. Why? Because they have an attribute that they can see you, but you can't see them. They can possess people, and they can give them wisdom and knowledge of wickedness, and they can use these computers to control humanity. And humanity is saying, "Now, let's go for it." Let's go for it. Let's make everything automatic. They got automatic automobiles now. They got automobiles that can ride across the road, and you can let your hand off the steering wheel, and as long as that roll is straight, it can drive you. But when it comes around curves, you ain't going to make it. Why? Because the car is moving too fast and the computer can't react as a human being. And men today are turning from the human service. The human labor is turning to electronic labor. To high technology is working for the better of their sales, but not better for the people. And so what we got now, we got this Euphrates River. It's drying up every day. We got demons underneath the river that's crying out now. If you would go over there to the Euphrates River and put your earphones on and listen to what's going on inside the cave, they already done verified it, that they can hear chains moving. They can hear groanings and grappling and gnawing, and they can hear people who groan. They can hear angels groaning, trying to get out, trying to make their effort to what? Let loose. But God said, I can't let you loose yet. I can't let you lose. Why? Because it's not time. Because there's a day and an hour and a time of year that these things will be let loose. And that's in the 12th chapter of Revelation, the sixth vow. It's poured out. And guess what? This is coming to the close of the last 3.5 years. Listen what happens. Listen what happened. He said, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come up out of the mouth of the dragon.
Amen.
That's the Antichrist. Out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the prophet. You got the triune demonic trinity. That's a demonic trinity. He's trying to represent God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But he's not no representative. He's an imitator. He's trying to God. He wants to be God, and people today want to be God. They want to overthrow God. They want to conquer the world. There's wicked people that believe they can conquer the world through the Antichrist, and the Antichrist will have a large group. That sucker got a whole lot of people that's going to die and go to hell. Why? Because they believe that they can take the place of God. They believe that is their God. They believe that everything that Satan does is what they were pleasure before. But when they come to the cross, they rebel. When they come to the cross, they say, no, we don't want the cross. We don't want the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't want the suffering of Jesus Christ. We don't want him to die. We don't want him to get up out the grave. But let me tell you, Jesus got up, honey. Jesus got up out the grave with what? All power, power to spare, power that never ceases. And he's going to rule and reign because we're getting close to the close of the 3.5 years. We're getting close to the 1,260 days. We're getting close to the 42 months. And here we see that it says, and they are the spirits of devils working miracles. So the devil's going to be a working miracle devil in the last 3.5 years. He's working miracles now. He's got people confounded. He's got people confused. He's got people believing that they can continue on playing basketball. They can continue on playing baseball. They're going to keep on living. They're going to keep on living. They're going to keep on taking vacations. They're going to keep on lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering. They're going to keep on doing this, but there's an end to sin. There's an end to sin. And the end is when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, he's going to tear sin up. He's going to rip it apart. He's going to destroy sin. He's going to call everybody that's in sin, everybody that loves sin, everybody that participate in sin, that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And now Satan is getting his spirits together. And he said he's going to do miracles,
right,
which go forth into all the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather to what? Together to battle of the what? Great day. Great day. All right. We're in the fighting ring. We're in the fighting ring in this corner. We got the heavyweight champion of the world. We got the heavyweight champion. The champions
Amen.
Of champions. Never lost a battle. This champion went to the cross. This champion
right.
bowed his head and died. This champion laid in the grave. This champion got up. God Almighty on the third day morning, and then he said, I got all victory. But we see in the left corner, we got a defeated pole. We got a foe that's never won the battle. The only battle he won is those that went with him. Amen, amen. And the world today is saying, if you're on the devil's side, you're on the good side. But they tell me the Bible says there's a day coming when they will call evil good and good evil. Well, I'm telling you one thing. I'm on the righteous side. I don't know what you side you on, but I'm on the heavyweight champion side. Jesus Christ, Lord of Lord and King of Kings. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the living water. He's the bread that come from heaven. He's the road of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's brighter than the morning star. He's altogether
Amen.
He's a great counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And in the left corner, we got the defeated one. We got the old devil, red-headed devil. Don't tell him he's lost every battle that he tried to win. He's called the red dragon. He's called Beelzebub. He's called the old serpent. He's called the deceiver. He's called a liar. He's called everything that's not like God, and he's never won the battle. Yeah, I'm so glad that I used to be on this side, but I switched reins. I went on the Lord's side, and since I've been on the Lord's side, every battle that I fought, I won it because Jesus Christ is my coach. Who's your coach? Who coaching you? Woo! And here we have. He said, behold, I come quickly as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk in naked, and they shall see his shame. And he gathered them together. Now listen to what's happening. He's going to gather together in a place that is called Armageddon. In Hebrew, it's Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out a vial into the air, and there came a voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as not since there were men upon earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city is divided into three parts. What is the great city? The great city is Babylon. Babylon, that woman that was sitting on the beast in the 17th chapter of Revelation. That woman that's come in scarlet beast. That woman that had a golden cup in her hand. That woman that had 10 crowns. That woman that had seven horns that represented seven world empires is all together now. And now the Bible tells me it's going to be a three-way. He's going to split it in three ways. The whole kingdoms of all the world. Listen to what I'm saying. Where's the church at this time? The church is in heaven observing what's going on earth. The church is saying, hallelujah, praise God. The church said, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Good God Almighty. And one thing about it, there ain't going to be no denomination in heaven. No, there ain't going to be no Baptist in
Amen.
Heaven. There ain't going to be no Presbyterian in heaven. There's going to be no Catholic
Amen.
In heaven. There's not going to be no Jehovah Witness in heaven. There ain't going to be no Christian Science in heaven. There ain't going to be no Scientology in heaven. Wow, good God Almighty. There ain't going to be no name of a certain denomination. The only name that's going to be named in heaven is at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Yeah, I'm talking about heaven. I ain't talking about earthly. I'm talking about the heaven that Jesus Christ said, I'm going to purchase my body. I'm going to purchase my church. I'm going to purchase my body by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way that you can become a saint. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Bible. The Bible says we Amen. Are saints. We are saints
right.
of God. We how can we become saints? You can't join to be a saint. You can't work your way to heaven to be a saint. You can't have
That's
a
right.
whole lot of money to be a saint. You can't have a big education to be a saint. You can't be white and say, because I'm white, I'm a saint, or be black because I'm a saint. The only way God has for you to become a saint, he said you're going to have to go to the hill of Golgotha. You're going to have to kneel down at the foot of the cross. He said you got to come to me in order to get to God. He said, because I, my Father, one. He said, if you know me, you should have known my Father, because I'm in the Father and the Father in me. He said, if you come to me, I'll give you life, because the life is in me, and that life is God Almighty in me. And guess what? The world will be a better place to live in, because when Jesus Christ comes, he's going to eliminate every sin that looks against God. He's going to come against our lying. He's going to come against pornography. He's coming against the cheating.
Amen.
He's coming against adultery. He's coming against church membership, because there's no church membership in heaven. Yeah, you're going to be born into the church. I'm talking about being born again, wrapped up in and dried and soaked in the blood of Jesus Christ, because it's only the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from all sin. So where we at now? Guess where we at? We're at the last hour.
Amen.
Just before the rapture. How do I know that, Brother Bizarre? Brother Bizarre know that because in the Bible it says just before the rapture, there's going to be a war started. A war started in Jerusalem. And that
Amen.
War is already in power. Guess what? The rings of fire. Six nations. Don't you understand? Read your newspaper. Look in the YouTube. Go over in Jerusalem with your camera and see what's going on in Jerusalem. You got six heathen nations surrounding Jerusalem, shooting 1,000 to 2,000 missiles a day, bombing Israel. And this is the last great prophecy just before the rapture, because this is going to end up in World War III. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. You may go to church and hear a song. You may go to church and hear somebody pray. You may go to church and hear the choir sing. You may go to church and hear a preacher say, but you're not going to hear this in church, because this is in the book of Revelation, and the churches and the preachers are not coming from the book of Revelation. They're coming from motivation speeches. They're coming from all kinds of programs. They're coming from all kinds of ways to say we're going to embetter the kingdom, but you can't embetter the kingdom until you tell the world that there is no other name given among men where men can be saved in the name of Jesus. You got to tell the world that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, and he got up on the third day morning, and he told us to go into the world and preach the gospel. You're not going to make this a better world until you lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus
Amen.
Said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And some people say, I'm going to church because I got good music. I'm going to church because a new preacher's
That's
preaching.
Right.
Well, if you're going to church for that, you're not going to get the real meaning of what church is all about. The church is about saving souls. Come on,
Amen.
Yo. Saving souls. If you ain't going to church to win somebody and tell somebody and bring somebody to church, and bringing somebody to church don't mean because they come to church they're going to get saved, but you got to bring them, or you got to tell them on the street and tell them Jesus Christ is your Savior. Not the preacher, not the choir member. They ain't got nothing to do with your relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself before you can ever say you've been born into the church. And the world today is going after everything but the cross. They're chasing everything They're chasing money. They're chasing women. They're chasing men. They're
That's right.
They're chasing how much I can get. They're chasing themselves. Look at me, what I got. Look at me, I'm smart. Look at me, I got this. Look at me, look what I'm doing. What you doing? You ain't doing nothing but going to church, just going to church. And some people go to church to cause trouble. Some people come out with trouble. Some people go in with trouble. They don't come out. They come in heavy and they leave heavier. Why? Because Christ is not preaching. Christ is not being taught. Christ is not being the centerfold of your salvation, because Jesus Christ said, I'll lift your burden. I'll take them away. Woo! The preacher can't take it away. Your mama, your daddy, your sister can't take it away. You got to come to Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all. Come on, sinner man. Yeah, you got a three-piece suit on. Yeah, you got your fine car. Yeah, you got a couple women here and there. Yeah, you got your drinking bar down in the basement. Yeah, you got a fine house. Yeah, you got a job.
Amen.
But let me tell you, that job ain't going to hold up, because we're getting ready to hit this earth. You ain't going to see nothing like it ever again. We're getting ready to hit this earth. It's going to be terrible. And where we
come
at
on,
now,
doctor.
We're in the last days, just before World War III, because
come
there's
on,
a war going on now. There's a six-nation war going on now in Jerusalem. And guess what? Jerusalem is going to retaliate one time, and they're going to have to go to the ground forces, because they got tanks over there. They got little missiles over there. They got rockets over there. And those Mahayas and Jihad and Hezbollah, they are shooting them missiles every day while you watching TV, while you watching basketball, while you going all outside enjoying the wonderful nature of God, and you ain't thinking about what's going on because it ain't affecting you yet. But guess what? In the next 3 months, it's going to affect the whole world Israel is going to go into a war with six nations, and the book of Psalms give you who's going to win. Jesus Christ is going to win, and he's going to protect the Jews.
That's right.
He's going to give Jews power enough to retaliate these six nations. And when they retaliate these six nations, the world is going to pay attention. The church is going to pay attention. And the reason why, because God already told us. He told the church, look, if the church will bless my Jewish people, I will bless them.
Right.
I'm talking about the church now. I ain't talking about the individual. I'm talking about the church that blesses Israel. The Christians that blesses Israel and love Israel and pray for Israel, I will bless them. And God said, when I come out, the Jews going to come out on top. So what we have in 2023 said, now is a war-torn country trying to eliminate the Jewish people. And guess what? You can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of them. And if you try to get rid of them, you'll end up like Haman. You'll end up like Mussolini. You'll end up like Hitler. You'll end up like all the heathen nations that try to eliminate the Jewish people. So watch Jesus, but watch Israel. Keep a close eye on Israel and see what's going on in there. Because just before the rapture of the church, just before the rapture of the church, Israel is going to win the battle. And when they win the battle, the world will say, yo! And in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, God said, I'm through with the church, because the church is getting ready to get out of here.
Come
and
on,
he
God.
Said, it's going to be like a twinkling of an eye. Good God Almighty, don't tell me there ain't no rapture. You a lying wonder. And I'll tell any demon, any cohort, any Nephilim and all the demons, I tell them, y'all the wondering lie. God is going to remove his body out of this world, and he is going to meet him in the air. And then, and a lot of people say, I hear you say it's going to be in about September. You right. About September. What day? I ain't got no day. What hour? Don't know the hour. What time? Don't know it. But he said, when you see Jerusalem. Now, this is Bible now. He said, when you see armies come around Jerusalem and come past Jerusalem and try to eliminate Jerusalem, look up, for your redemption's drawing nigh. Redemption means redemption of this body. And this body means that you will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And the dead in Christ, those that died in the Lord, will bust the graves open. You talking about an explosion? There's going to be a loud explosion when those graves bust open. Those graves are going to bust open, and you ain't going to be able to see what come out the grave, because it's going to be so fast.
So fast. Amen.
And we, good God Almighty, and we, those that's alive, those that's standing, ooh, I'll be church. I'm talking about church folks. I'm talking about people who are looking for him. And there's one person on this earth, if there ain't another of them, there's one person, there's two people. There's two people that I know that really looking for the Lord to come. And that's Brother Jackson and me.
Amen.
I'm looking for him. I'm looking for the man from Galilee. I'm looking for him. I'm looking. I get up in the morning, I'm looking up. Ooh. I'm not looking down. Ain't nothing down. But all the joy is coming from above. All the love is coming from above. The world is looking at the world, and the world is looking down. Look how many people are dying a day. Look how many people are dying of homosexuality. Look how many people are dying of drugs. Look how many people are dying of lesbianism and HIV and syphilis and gonorrhea. Oh, you don't hear nothing about it, but it's going on in the high solicitor elite class. There's people with Behring's disease. They can't even get rid of it because they get rid of it and they go right back at it. Why? Because they don't have no power to turn away from sin. And the devil says, if I keep these folks is where they are, guess what? When Jesus Christ split the sky, and takes the church, because the devil knows it too. The devil knows there's a rapture. Don't you think he ain't no dummy? What he's trying to do, he's trying to get you off track and tell you, you got a whole lot of time left. I don't see nothing where it says in the Bible that we are living at the end time. Well, you ain't reading your Bible. Either you can't read or you are illiterate or something, because preachers are not preaching it today. They're not preaching it. You know what they're preaching? Preaching a little old two-cent sermon. Two-cent sermon that you can get in a bubble gum machine. Come on, man. Preach the word of God. Preach it from Genesis. Go on over there to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Go on over to Zechariah, Malachi. Talk to them boys. Them boys talked about it. And they said, the day of the wrath is here. The day of the Lord is coming. He tells us, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friends, let me tell you something. It's time to get it right. It's time to get it right. It's time to tell the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a low-down, dirty, rotten sinner. And the worst thing you can be in this world, let me tell you what it is. It's not the word nigger. It's not the word hunky. It's not the word, it ain't got nothing to do with it. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the word sinner.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a sinner, that's the worst name you can have. Because sin is what's going to put you in hell. Because I'm black, that don't mean I'm going to hell. I'm going to heaven because Christ saved me. By what? His blood. And if you ain't saved, I can't get you into heaven. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your insurance company can't get you there. FedEx can't get you in there. UPS can't get you in there. Your preacher can't get you in there. It takes Jesus Christ and him alone for you to accept him right now. And you can accept him by what? The Bible says if you confess with your mouth. And don't tell me you ain't got a mouth. I know you got a mouth, because when you want to talk about something that you like, you talking about it all the time. Big mouth always open. You talking about how much money you got, your big mouth is open. Talk about fine car you got, your mouth is open. Just a flapping. You confessing what you got. But why don't you confess Jesus Christ? And you confess Jesus Christ with your mouth. And believe with your what? Your heart. Believe what? What he's done for you. What he suffered. He was mortified in suffering, acquainted with grief, led to the slaughter like a dumb lamb, opened not his mouth, and whipped him beyond recognition. The world could not look upon him. And yet still, you got the nerve to walk around here thinking you going to heaven because you shook the preacher's hand. No, 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 no. You can shake a preacher's hand and he can take you to hell if you believe, if he ain't preaching the gospel. But what you need to do personally, you need to fall down on your knees somewhere, wherever you are. You need to confess and admit, Lord, I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Amen. Did my mother receive me? I can't save myself. Will you please save me, Lord? Come on into my life. I want to be changed. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of shacking up. I'm tired of committing adultery. I'm tired of living this old rugged, sick life. I'm tired of standing up Friday nights, Monday nights, Sunday nights, having parties, getting drunk. I'm tired. I'm tired of this.
Sure.
And if you're tired of it and you tell the Lord, I repent, I'm going to make a 180-degree turn. And I'm going to turn and look at that bloody cross that was on Calvary's mountain. And I'm going to run to that cross. And I'm going to fall on my sin-bending knees. And I'm going to say, Lord, save my soul from sin, death, and hell. I want to stop sinning against a holy God. What you talking about? God is holy. He cannot tolerate sin. The only way that he can do tolerate sin, he has to get rid of it. And the way he can get rid of it out of you is through his blood. Come on, y'all. Clorox ain't going to do it. Tide ain't going to do it. No detergent ain't going to do it. No cleansing agent ain't going to do it. It takes the blood. Because what? The life, the soul is in the blood. God's spirit was in the blood in Jesus Christ. And he opened that fountain. And that fountain has been open for 2,000 years. And we need to go under that prism flow and let the blood of Jesus Christ saturate our soul. So that when we wake up on that Tuesday morning, when that trumpet blows, woo! When Gabriel stepped on the balance of time, when the angels put one foot on land and one on sea, when God said, all right, Michael, get ready. We're going to throw the devil out of the first, the second, and third heaven. And we're going to cast him down to the earth, and the inhabitants thereof is going to see what it is to serve the devil. God's going to give you two opportunities, to serve him or serve the devil. And majority of the world is serving the devil. But thank God, you don't want to be in that number of the big crowd. Because hell, I'm going to tell you like the Bible says, that hell is going to be full. Oh, yes, it is. It's going to be full. It's going to be people walking all over each other, stepping on each other. People are going to be knocking people in their head. Worms are going to be eating you forever. Your body is never going to disappear. Your body is never going to know what it is to have a pleasure moment. You're going to be gnawing and grashing and gnashing and kind of screaming out of hell because you refuse the grace of the cross to save your sin-sick soul. Why don't you come to Christ today? You can come to him right now. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved right now.
Amen.
Right now. Don't you worry about baptism. When you come to Christ, guess what? The Spirit of God will come into you by faith. And when that faith, through faith, you receive the Holy Spirit will lead you to get baptized. And if Jesus Christ was to come before you get baptized, let me tell you something. You still can go to heaven. Oh! You don't have to try to go up to church and make lost time and going to church. Because there's a lot of people been going to church for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years and never received Christ. Never received Christ. And guess what? If the rapture would occur and they have not been filled with the Holy Ghost or baptized with the Holy Ghost, they will be left here to go through the seven-year tribulation. And the seven-year tribulation is almost ready to kick it off. As soon as this war gets to a head, And these nations are going to find out they're messing with the wrong people. And the month of the next feast, and I'm going to give it to the brother. If he want to go on, I feel like he want to go on. Because I feel good now. The reason why is because, number one, the Feast of the Trumpets, and before the Feast of the Trumpets, the Day of Pentecost. The Day of Pentecost comes in June. And you got June, July, August, September. You got 4 months of growing. And when September comes, it's time for harvest. And it's time for the church to be harvested at the rapture. No, there's no church is going to escape the rapture that's not been saved. They are not going to be able to go. You can't go. But those that have been washed in the blood will disappear. And after that, chaos, a semi-peace, the signing of the pact of the Antichrist. And when he comes, he can't come until after the rapture. Brother, go ahead. Take it from there if you feel all right. Amen.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. I went on and took me some medicine. Amen. So I hope I get the feeling, but I don't think I'm going to make it to work because you're going to call them in a little bit. Amen. I'm
okay.
I'm going to speak 10 minutes. I'm going to call and let them know I'm not going to be in tonight. Amen. Amen. I want to be safe and careful. Amen. Just want to say that you're on track, brother. You're on fire tonight. Amen. You are doing something big. Amen. You are preaching the word, preaching the gospel, and letting the saints know you're driving home. Satan is mad. The devil is mad. This is the reason why so much attack going on in the world. Amen.
Sure
what
is,
you
brother.
Said is nothing but the truth. Amen.
Joel, that's right, brother.
Second
you're right.
Chapter, verse 11. Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. I want to read Joel, the second chapter, verse 11. I want to say this. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Amen. As the brother said,
all right.
There's no running. Amen. All the folks that want to be the so-called Illuminati, the so-called elite, the folks that are rich and got money, that have sold their soul to the devil. And let me tell you something. You don't have to go all out and say that you sold your soul to the devil, but the fact that you have rejected God, if you have rejected Christ, and then
come on, preacher.
Amen. You are not setting your sight on heaven. You are not saying, God, forgive me of my sin. You're not repenting. You're not giving, amen, back to God. Amen. You're not praising and worshiping the King, the Most High God. You have sold your soul, in a sense, to the devil. You've given yourself to the devil. Amen. I want to share
That's
some
right.
more scriptures with you. Amen. Amen. It says in verse 28 of Joel, the second chapter, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. Amen. We see
amen.
Here that again, amen. We see here again that you know, the passage is referring to prophecy. Amen. That Joel's prophecy will be fulfilled. Amen. Some believe it's the in the time of the great tribulation. Amen. That
yes,
this is the second event of Christ at the end of the great tribulation. That the 144,000 is going to speak. Amen. And preach. Amen. I wanted to talk about the 144,000 yesterday.
Go ahead, brother.
Time, but,
go ahead.
Amen. We may get into it. Amen. A little bit next week. Amen. I'm going to be praying for God. I'm going to have to do something about this situation because I know there's nothing but the enemy. That's just been coming towards me, amen, from all kinds
it's the
of
enemy.
Directions. Amen. I had to set myself down about a month ago and say, Lord, what is going on? Amen. I've not experienced something like this, amen, at any point in time in my salvation. So I know, amen, it's because we are preaching this gospel. We are preaching this word. Amen. The devil is mad because, amen, we know that there have been souls that have been saved since we've been on the earth, since we've been in the churches teaching. Amen. This message, amen.
Yeah.
It is a blessing to have this gift to share with the world. Amen. To share
Come
with the
on,
world
preacher.
This gift of salvation. We don't want no one to be lost. Like the brother said yesterday, we're not being mean. We're not being ugly towards people. We're really not. We're not speaking against Amen. The leadership of churches. We want the leadership of the churches to wake up. That's all we want. We want
that's
this.
Wake
we
up.
Want this message. Amen. That's it. We just want
Amen,
this message
brother.
To go further because we want churches, preachers to not be afraid of Revelation. Amen. It's not anything for the church to be afraid of. If anything, the revelation was given to John. Amen. Daniel first
yes,
spoke
brother.
About the events that was to come, but Christ totally revealed not everything to John, but he said, John, this is a warning to the churches. This is a warning to those who have not got it right but coming to church. This is for you. Amen. This is victory in Christ. He loves us so much that he does not want us to miss out on this opportunity to receive heaven and eternal life.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Amen. And what did he say in Revelation? He said, John, he said, behold, I come quickly. Amen. Amen. He said, these
That's
things
right.
which
That's
must shortly
said.
Come to pass. Amen. And he said, he sent it by his servant, John. Amen. We don't want you to miss this revelation. Like the brother said, he's teaching so hard today. Amen. Great message, great word. So many people are missing. So many people want to go back to the way it was. I'm going to sit and tell you now, it's done. We're not going back
it's done,
the way it was.
Right.
And the reason that we know that, amen, because the churches are not filling back up. I hear preachers complaining all the time, talking about people not coming to church like they were, tithes are not being paid like they were. It's not going back because you want to know why. More people getting word through radio stations, through online
Come on.
Than they
Come
were
on.
In church. Because now people are saying, hey, there's some questions that need to be answered. And a lot of these ministers in the churches are not answering these questions. And
Come
these
on,
questions
preacher.
Are eschatological
yeah.
questions, things that are eschatology, things about end time. People now want to know, those who are really seeking and searching, they want to know what is going on in the world. They want to know, hey, why has not my preacher or my pastor not warned me about these things? Why have they not been preaching and talking about these things all these years? Why have they not told us about these things? That's what the people want to know. What is really going on in the
Come
world?
On, preacher,
why has this
me.
Information been shared with us? Amen. So now that's why many people's eyes have been opened. So they say, you know what? They felt not so much that they've been lied to, but they've been deceived because it is our job as the head of the churches. Let's just say that. As the head of the churches, amen. The watchman on the wall is the head of the church. Amen. I'm the head of the church. We are licensed and called by God to lead God's people. And it is our job to teach the truth and not to deceive the people and not keep anything from the people of God. It is our job to do so.
Come on,
amen.
Man.
Amen. So it's not for us to overlook or to deny people things or to be conniving or slick with things. That's just not who God has called us to be. God has called us to what? Save men's souls. That is what
yeah.
we want to do. That is what we're doing. Our job is to I tell people all the time, I don't withhold any information. Anything that I learn that the Holy Spirit gives to me, I share it with you because it's not my information to begin with. The information is God's. He told me to share it with the church. Well, he told
yeah.
us to reveal these things to you, as he has taught the elder to reveal these things. We want you to become saved. We don't want no souls to be lost. We don't want no spirits to go to be here in the great tribulation. Just again today, as I said yesterday, think about the souls that have died today. Think about the folks who have lost their lives. Today is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world.
All the mothers, yeah.
Amen, all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. But we want you to understand something. God has got something so great and so wonderful for all of us. Amen. We're just trying to do we're just two men. That's all we are. We're men. We're not greater than nobody. You can remove the titles. Amen. We can remove the titles. All we want you to do is to become saved. Amen. Don't look down on us because of the way that we preach. Amen. We are preaching a warning. This is what Christ gave
That's
us
what it is.
To warn the church. This is a warning. When we say fire and brimstone, don't take it offensive. Don't be offended because we say that judgment and punishment is coming because of your lifestyle. I once lived in sin, and I am so grateful that God saved my soul. Amen. And I'm not perfect by far. Don't think that we are saying that we're perfect, that
Come
we're better
on,
than
preacher.
You.
Love,
it is.
Love.
It is nothing like that. Amen. It is nothing like that. We just want you to become saved and receive the beauty that is coming to us. the beauty that is due to us. God is going to bless you. He's going to give you eternal life. And I was just thinking about that the other day, brother. I was thinking about that last night, how we're going to get a brand new body and we're going to shine like the sun. Amen. So I say, and this is what I was thinking about, brother. I can't remember if it was this morning when I woke up or last night, but I was thinking about this. I said, you know what? I have to be so grateful and thankful for God for the things that I do have and the things that I don't have. I say, yeah, there's a lot of things that I would like to have in this life. And then I came to the realization that there's probably a lot of things that I desire that I'm not going to get in this life. Amen. But I thank God so much. I thank him so much for his grace, his mercy, for saving me, for his son, for Christ's ultimate sacrifice. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. And I said, if I get nothing else, I get eternal life, number one. I get to live for all eternity. I get a brand new body. I get to enjoy peace, love, joy, and happiness.
Yes.
No more pain, no more suffering. How much more could you ask for? Amen.
Come on.
Amen. How much more could you ask for? I am so grateful for my life. I really am. I'm so grateful for you all that's listening today. If you hadn't received salvation, amen. I am praying so much that you get saved. Don't miss out on this. Amen. This is a wonderful experience. I believe, and I'm going to give it a turn back over to the book. I really do believe that we are in a blessed time. Because you want to know why? We're in a time to where we get to receive a crown of rejoicing for believing in Christ. And for seeing his return and just rejoicing. So much rejoicing is going to go on. Amen. I feel so much better that I've taken the medicine.
Amen.
Just
thank
pray
you,
for
Jesus.
Me. Amen.
You,
pray for me. Amen. I'll be praying for you. Go ahead, doctor. I'll come
all
back.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother Tim. Thank you,
go
brother
ahead.
Tim.
You welcome.
It's
going to
be all right.
Amen. Thank you,
I thank
brother.
The Lord for
that.
You. All right.
Thank you, brother.
I thank you.
Likewise.
I thank you for being on. Amen. Thank you for your love that you have for the Lord. And I know what it is, man. I'm going through a thing, too. My daughter's acting up, and I'm kind of disturbed about that. And I said, I can't do no more. I did all I could do. And
right.
So I know what you're going through. It ain't up with the devil. The devil don't want this to happen. He wants us to shut it down.
That's right.
That's what he wants.
That's right.
What he
wants. Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And he wants to afflict me. He wants to afflict brother Oliver. He wants to afflict you. Amen. But I rebuke that lying dog. Get out of my life.
Right,
don't even come near me. I rebuke you and everything you got because you're low down, you're conniving, and you're damned forever. So don't be bothering me. And I rebuke the sickness or the ailment or the problem or the crook neck. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus that's trying to come up on you. And I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on, make no difference, because what Apostle Paul went through to get this gospel out, it cost him his life. And if it has to cost my life to preach this gospel, I'm willing to go. Woo! Hallelujah. And I know you, brother. I know you're willing to go. If somebody would come to your house and say, man, I'll shoot you if you say another word about Jesus Christ in the end time, you'll say, well, you're going to have to shoot because I'm still going to tell somebody. Amen. That's how urgent it is. And it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about me being this and being that. I'm trying to tell you, you need salvation. And there is no other name given across this universe, across eternity, than the name of Jesus that can bring you salvation. Because after a while, it'll all be over. Just a few more days, it'll all be over. The time is winding up. It's getting closer and closer each and every second of the moment, of the month, of the hour. Why? Because everything in the Bible has been fulfilled, is being fulfilled now, and been repeat fulfilled. And if you don't know what that means things that happened in the past is happening today, and the things that happened today are going to happen tomorrow. And that's everything going on. War, killing, murdering, high school shootings, drug addicts, homosexual. You got people now eating the babies. You got people now sacrificing and call themselves vampires. Yes, sucking blood. And they say if you suck blood and drink baby's blood, you can stay younger longer. And there's an ingredient in a baby's blood. People don't know this because, I mean, you know, a baby's blood is more potency than a person that's grown up. And when people drink baby's blood, that gives them a useful look. It makes them look younger as they grow older. And that's why they're sacrificing baby. That's why they people killing baby. They're using their body parts for experience. They're using to see what it's like to eat baby's flesh. And it's been done in the Bible. It's already been done in the Old Testament. And even after Christ came down here and died, people still offer sacrifices and babies. And they're using vampires. They're going, look what's going on.
Wow.
They're taking young 13-year-old girls and 9-year-old girls, and they're raping them. They're having sex with them. And it's going through the churches. It's going through all kind of occult religions. These people are filled with demonic spirits. And
yes,
these spirits don't care who you are, what you are.
They
are out to damn souls. They got a place in Newfoundland now called CERN, C-E-R-N. And they're actually trying to open this a portal gate. They're trying to open a portal.
That's right.
Where behind the portal, there are demons, devils. And they are searching in behind that, and pretty soon they're going to open it up. And I believe through the scriptures in the 9th chapter of Revelation where an angel came down and opened the bottomless pit, and out of that pit came what? Smoke. And that smoke is black because the demons and devils are demons. They're the demonic demons, and their color is black. They ain't got nothing white about them. They ain't got nothing shiny about them. And they can fly through the air. And they can enter people, and they can possess people. And these things now are going to be set loose in the first part of the tribulation period, and they're going to do what? It's going to sting men. Scorpions are going to come out and sting men. We're living in the last days. My friend, we're living in. I wish you could hear this in church. People say, I don't want to hear Revelation. Revelation is too frightening.
Right.
Well, it's frightening. You know who it's frightening to? It's frightening to the sinners. It's frightening to people who are not in God in the right way. You know, there's some people that's scared. Saved people are scared of it. The reason they're scared of it, they ain't living up to the power that they're supposed to be living up. And that flesh makes them guilty because death is in the flesh, but life is in the spirit. So what God is telling us, read it to the seven churches of Asia Minor so they can be aware of what's getting ready to happen and prepare yourself and don't be caught undressed. Don't be caught with a bad garment on. And the world today is saying, well, I really don't have time for that. Okay, you might not have time for it now, but don't wait too long and too late to try to find to get some time. But I guarantee you, 99.99999. When judgment falls on this earth, people ain't gonna be able to do nothing but scream and holler.
That's right.
And run, and there ain't gonna be no changes because the Bible says, "Whoever is holy still. Whoever is righteous, let be righteous still." Whoever is wicked, be wicked still. So that means that when Christ comes or when the rapture comes, don't try to straighten up and be right to get caught in the rapture. Because if you miss the rapture, there ain't no more raptures going to occur, probably only
in the
middle part of the tribulation. And at the end of the tribulation, God is going to be able to rapture some up as far as being beheaded. You know, people who be beheaded for the name of Christ will be caught up when they get their heads cut off. But there ain't going to be no more church rapture. Come on. There's going to be a tribulation rapture. Oh, people say, what you talking about? I'm talking about the 144,000. I'm talking about the men and women that got saved during the tribulation period that's going to come through the great tribulation period that's going to receive a reward at the throne, and they're going to be dressed in white. They're going to have palms in their hand. They're going to be singing what? A new song, a song that the angels can't even sing. The cherubims can't sing it. The seraphims can't sing it. Well, who can sing it? Nothing but those that have been washed in the blood
Amen.
Of the Lamb. And that song says, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Because nobody can sing that song but a saint of God. Nobody can sing that song but a one that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot sing that song. You can't sing that song unless you have an experience with Christ, because he's the only one that has the blood that redeemed you. And the world is saying, man, I was born too late.
Amen. That's
what
right.
You mean? They say, I've been born too late, man, because you mean to tell me Jesus Christ is coming and I'm only 20 years old and I'm only 30 years old and I can't enjoy life? I got to get saved to go to heaven, man. I got things to do. I don't want to get saved now. I want to run the streets. I want to party. And people trying to live fast on this world and don't recognize that the faster you live, the faster time goes. Before you know it, man, Jesus Christ don't spit the sky. You say, oh, my God, what happened?
Amen.
Oh, my God, the graves are open. Look, the graves are open. Look, where's my loved ones? Where's the ones that said they were going? They still here. And the ones that I thought were going to make it, they gone. What's going to happen to the government? The government is going to collapse. The economy is going to collapse.
That's
the
right.
Religious
Come
world
on.
Is going to collapse.
It's coming.
The Antichrist.
It's coming.
The Antichrist is going to rise. Because the last president, I don't told you so, the last president that you were here is Trump. Because Trump is the last one that's going to blow the trumpet. Now, I'm not literally talking that he's going to blow the trumpet, but the name of his name says Trump. And it matches up with Corinthians 15 and 52. It says, when the trumps of God shall sound, and this mortal body, this carnal nature, this flesh will be changed to immortality. And then you can say, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's when this old body of mine, oh my God, 78 years I've been in this body, 78 years. Brother, what you call been in this body 50 years, through trials and temptations, through backlog, through all kinds of situations, sickness
Amen.
And death.
That's right.
It's been beaten on. The weather's been beat on it. The food that you eat sometimes is not good for you.
That's right.
And guess
That's
what?
Right.
This old body that we're living in now is just a house that we're living in. I'm just
Amen.
Passing through. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm an old pilgrim. I'm looking for a city who build and make us God. Abraham said, I'm looking for a city who build and make us God. Oh, John the Revelator. After the close of the judgments of the earth in the 21st and 22nd chapter, he said, behold, I see a new heaven. I see a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth is passed away. And he said, there won't be no more. There won't be no more dying. There won't be no more crying. There won't be no more welfare department. There won't be no more whorehouses. There won't be no more lying and cheating and backbiting. There won't be no more hospitals. There won't be no more insurance. There won't be no more marriage. And to tell me it'll always be howdy, oh, howdy. Howdy, 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 and never goodbye. Somebody said, I want to see the streets of gold. I want to see the wall with transparent glass. I want to see the 12 foundations. I want to see what New Jerusalem looks like. I want to go down by the river and see the 12 mountains of fruit. Good God Almighty. Then I want to go to the throne of God. I want to see the throne that he sit on. I want to see his face. Oh, by his grace. I want to hold his hand and see him for myself. I don't want you to tell me what he looked like. I want to see him for myself. I know what I'm talking about. It may look bad sometime, and sometimes the body's going to collapse. But after a while, Apostle Paul said, after this old earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I have another building. Good God Almighty, not made with hands, but in the power and in the glory of the Lord God Almighty. And thank
Amen.
God. Thank God. There ain't going to be no more racial discrimination. Ain't that something? No more racial discrimination. Ain't no more black water fountain and white water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no more. Woo, good God Almighty. Ain't nobody looking at nobody talking about you ain't my type. Ain't no hate. Ain't no backbiting. Ain't no talking about each other. Ain't no running over each body. It's going to be peace. Nothing but peace. Peace beyond my understanding. And guess what? The Lord says, for those that have served me, those that have been faithful to me, those that have kept the banner up in the air, those have fought a good fight, those have laid aside every sin and every weight that's so easy to be set. He said, guess what I got for you? I got 5 crowns for those that achieved it here on earth. And those that got 3 crowns, those that got 2 crowns, those that got 1 crown, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to reward you not for salvation, but what you did through salvation. And you can't do nothing through salvation until you receive Jesus Christ. So what you do for Christ is the only thing going to stand.
And amen.
You'll see all your loved ones, and you'll have a mansion that you're
amen.
Working on right now. Yeah, I got a pretty big house, but I love this house. I love God. God blessed me with this home. He blessed me with it. But I'm working on another building. I'm working on another building, not made with hands. And what you talking
That's
about
right.
working on another building? What do you mean? The Bible says we live by faith. And my faith in Jesus Christ is to preach this word. My faith in Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is to preach this word.
Amen.
My faith in Jesus Christ says, hey, leave all this old world and stuff and all this old place stuff alone and preach Jesus Christ. My faith is in what Jesus Christ done for me and what he did and what he's going to do for me. And he said now, if you be faithful in the service of Jesus Christ, he said, I'm going to give you power to become king of nations. Come on, y'all. What you talking
Amen.
About?
Man?
He said, if you work for me here on this earth, I mean, you roll up your sleeve and you preach the gospel of salvation. And you tell them folks down there, the Lord said, tell them folks down there, repent or you shall likewise perish. If you don't turn
Amen.
From your sins, you won't go to hell. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. I didn't say that. And if Jesus said, I'm going to say it. And he said, look up, your redemption's drawing nigh. He said, prepare yourself to meet me. He said, be ready when the trumpets blow. He said,
That's right. Be saved.
Be saved. You might not be powerful in the name of Christ like other people, but he said,
Amen.
Be saved. Be saved, because everybody ain't working out their own salvation.
They're kind of slow
about it. But let me tell you, your works is not going to get you in heaven. The blood of Jesus Christ is going to get you to heaven. So when you get to heaven, it's going to depend upon your works, will you get a crown or not. And I want a crown. I don't want to go up there bald-headed.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to go up there, and I know there ain't going to be nothing embarrassing in there. But when people look at you in heaven, they're going to say, this man was a man of God. This man was real. This man lived for the Lord. This man won
Amen.
Soul. This man prayed for the sick. This man went out
That's
there
right.
on the field and preached the true gospel. He preached that gospel that will stand forever. And then he's going to meet some that love the Lord,
Amen.
But they didn't walk in the spirit like they're supposed to. They gave over to the flesh too much. And that flesh profit is nothing. But when you work in the spirit and let the spirit work through you, you can be benefit to somebody else. And God said, I love that. I love when you help people. I love when you love people. I love it when you tell that old drunk addict, that drug addict or that homosexual, look, man, there's a better way to live. There's a better way. Jesus Christ can change your life and make you a saint of God. You don't have to go through all this crap. This is sinful. This is wrong. God don't like this. And if you don't receive Christ, you're going to be lost. Because there's a lot of people not in homosexual. They ain't saved. There's a lot of good, if you want to call
Amen.
It, a lot of good folks. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't lie, don't cheat, go to church, pay the tithe, got a good job. Oh, they living, they living, they living, they living, but they never have repented of their sins. They think they're good
right.
enough to go to heaven like they are. And you can't go. I don't care how good you are. You cannot walk on the streets of gold. Lost. You cannot
Come
see
on,
God doctor. Face to face. You can't see God face to face in sin. You can't see him. Now, the Bible says every eye shall see Jesus Christ. Every eye. When Christ
right.
comes back from
That's
heaven,
right.
every eye going to see him.
That's
but
right.
they ain't going to be able to look at him but a certain period of time. Every eye. Every black eye, every dirty eye, every white eye, every crooked eye, every cross eye, go to see Jesus when he comes. And when
Amen.
He comes, he's coming in power and he's coming in great glory. And there won't be nobody saying, oh, I didn't know that. I heard about it, but I didn't. Nobody didn't tell. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. Don't fool around and die. Lost. Don't fool around. You fool around with the devil, and he got some lot of goodies for you. He got a lot of good things for you, but it ain't good for you. It may feel good, may look good, may taste good. It may give you a little thrill on Blueberry Hill, but after it's all over, it's disaster. Because the devil don't work through unbeauty. He works through beauty. He makes things look good. Oh, he makes it look so good, like you said. Yes! Yes, man, this is it. But after it's all over, and you don't use yourself up, when the woman gave herself over to men, and men don't give herself over to women, and people don't cross, they don't cross-thread, they don't cross-thread the marriage. They got men with men and women with women. They got the animals having sex with
right.
a human being. They got all kind of old, wicked, low-down, dirty stuff, and it feels good. But let me tell you, it is abomination to God Almighty.
That's right. That's right.
And
Amen.
It will never, never come in God's presence, because when the devil had 6,000 years to do all his dirty work, God said,
That's
I'm
right.
through with the dirty work. I done died. He done died for all my dirty sins. Christ did it. He died for all my dirty sins. He died for all your dirty sins. Now, if you refuse to get washed and rejuvenated and redeemed, you got to pay. You got to
That's
pay
right.
for your own stuff. And
That's right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. If you pay for your own stuff, you will regret it. You will regret it through eternity.
Amen.
You will be regretting in hell forever. You'll be saying, I wish somebody helped me. I wish somebody would have snatched me by my legs and dragged me to the cross and chained me to the cross. I wish. But wishing is too late. And the world, majority of the world, guess what? It's going to be too late for majority of the world when Christ raptures the church. And there will be a great calamity that hits the whole round world. From the North Pole to the South Pole, from the East to West. It will be all kind of catastrophic things that go on, found in the book of Revelation. Why waste your life?
That's right.
Why waste your life living in pleasure, living in sin, living in dirt, living in a pig pen, and die and go to hell? And Jesus says, I love you so much
Amen.
That I took everything that you were supposed to take. And I nailed it to that cross. And I dropped my head between the locks of my shoulder. And I gave up the ghost. And I went down into hell and spent 3 days and 3 nights. And I cleaned hell out. I took all those that were in paradise. And I brought them up after my resurrection. And I left all the wicked down there for the great white throne. And they're still down there. And I hear people say this, if I could go to hell and see what it looked like, maybe I would believe it. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say I had dreams.
Goodness.
And I saw hell. I hear people say I actually went to hell and Christ showed me hell. And I came back and I got saved. I heard that. I don't know how true it is. But you don't have to have no dreams for me. You don't have to have no visions for me. You don't have to have no anybody coming from hell telling me there's hell. I know what the Bible says. And the Bible says it's a hell. So why are you going to question God? Is there a hell? Because it wasn't prepared for you. It was prepared for devil and all his angels.
That's right.
Don't go with the devil. He's a liar. He's a cheat. And he can't do one thing. He cannot live holy. Oh, listen.
That's right.
He can't live holy. He can't be separated from sin. He is sin.
That's right.
But
Amen.
Christ can separate you from sin and make you pure and make you right and make you loving and kind and courteous. Oh, my God, can put his love in you.
Come on.
He can love everybody. You can love everybody. I'm telling you, you can love everybody. And guess what? You can love those that really spit at you and stomp you and make fun of you. You can love them. You know why? Because it's God's love. And as much as God loves the stinking as the human race is, it stinks to God. But you know what? You know what? God still loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he wants to give you something that you will never lose through eternity. He wants to give you his son. You can have him today.
Yeah.
You can have him today. Apostle Paul, who we always go back to, Tim Jack and always go back to Romans 10:9. We never leave out the cross. We never. Every sermon we preach, everything we go, but we go right back to the cross. We come out and tell you about his judgment. We tell about his love. We tell about his long suffering, and he'll go right back to the cross. We'll go talk about hell. We'll talk about heaven, and we'll go right back to the cross. Good God Almighty. Woo! Look at him.
Amen.
If I die today and come back at the rapture, guess where we got to go? Got to go back to the cross.
Woo! Amen.
People in prison does some low down dirty things. Guess what? Some of those people in prison done got saved. You know how they got saved?
That's right.
They
Amen.
They went to the cross. They didn't have to be in no cathedral. They didn't have to be in a big wide church with 3,000 people. They in a prison. And guess what they heard? They heard something about the cross.
That's right.
And they heard that Jesus Christ was beaten way beyond of the beatings they getting. And he didn't do nothing. He was innocent. He was
spotless.
He was righteous.
That's right.
He was holy. And he made a way that he can make you holy through his blood. Don't let nobody tell you. The name of a church is not where salvation is. The name of a church is where the cross is.
Amen.
When you come to that cross, I know what I'm talking about. I know what God done for me. He saved me.
That's right. Amen.
He saved brother Tim Jackson. He saved you.
That's right. Amen.
And I know he saved you.
You
because
too.
When
Amen.
I met brother Tim Jackson, we was on the same frequency. We were preaching the same thing. And I ain't never met this man until last year. I drove all the way down to Lubbock, Texas.
Amen.
I come down there and I talked to brother Tim Jackson. We had a couple of night services. I preached at one of his pastor's churches. And buddy,
Amen.
We on the same frequency. We believe
That's
in the
right.
same cross. We believe in the same Jesus. We believe in the same resurrection. We believe in the same blood. And we believe in the second coming, same way. And
That's
we're
right.
looking for him. And what we want you to go with us. And you don't have to pay nothing. You don't have to pay nothing. Ain't nothing. You don't have to pay a dime. The only thing you got to do is repent and believe. Have faith in Jesus Christ, for he is the author and finisher of our faith. This is Elder Bazaar. This is Tim Jackson. We want to let you know, keep on praying for us. Those that's out there, whether it's 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 105 or 400, keep praying for us that we can continue to preach this gospel. And what we're preaching, I guarantee you, is coming true. It's already true, but it's coming true. Exactly what we preach. We ain't got nothing to back. We ain't going to back up nowhere and say, oh, I made a mistake. I ain't backing up. I ain't backing up. Because the word of God, you can't back up on the word of God.
That's right.
And what the word of God say is going forward. And we want you to know out there that we love y'all. We love you with an everlasting love. We love you that we can meet you when them trumpets blow. We can meet you up on there. Let me see what it, meet me on by the Jordan River. Meet me at that shiny river. Yeah, meet me at the throne. Meet me at Hallelujah Boulevard. Meet me at Sanctified Street. Come on.
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Walk down Holy Ghost Avenue. Woo! Singing and shouting. Rejoicing forevermore. Because let me tell you, I'm going to give it over to the brother. Let him close up. I think he feel better now. Woo! Good God Almighty. This gospel power. This gospel power. Guess what? When Christ comes back at the end of the tribulation period, we will be able to be invited to the wedding supper in heaven.
Amen. You better know.
We're coming down on a honeymoon, and the honeymoon is 1,000 years in the millennium reign. And in the millennium reign, God is going to share the bride with the world and with the millennium saints. And we're going to be teachers and preachers, and we're going to be telling them all things that happened in the past. And guess what? We're going back to the cross. In the millennium reign, we're going to talk about the cross. Oh, good God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about how our salvation, we're going to describe to those that that will be born in their natural body. We're going to preach to them, and we're going to teach them. And the Jews are going to be the head of the nations, and the animal world is going to be tamed, and the bear will lay down with the lamb, and the children will be playing in the streets. And we'll be eating fruit. We'll be going on excursions through the universe. Oh, come on, good God Almighty. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to let Brother have it because I know he wants to get a piece of this. Amen. Listen to this. He says, after the millennium reign, Jesus Christ is going to put Satan to this last stand. He's going to let Satan loose one more time for a season. And those that left here on the earth during the millennium reign that didn't get saved, they're going to be able to make a choice when Satan comes back, and he's going to take a whole bunch of people that were born in the millennium reign, and he's going to have them by unbelief, and he's going to get them to refuse Christ after they have been with Christ for 1,000 years and seen.
That's right.
Seeing the testimony that Jesus Christ will carry. The nail prints, everything. I can't go through all of it, but everything that Jesus Christ, every mark that he got would be on his body. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at the holes in his wrist. We're going to look at the welts on his back. We're going to examine everything. And people are going to see it in their natural body, and they still will not believe that he is Lord of all, because Satan is going to come back from the bottomless pit to test them for the last dispensation, which is the seventh dispensation, and that's the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to fill the earth with the glory of the Lord like the water covered the sea. And after Satan is loose, he's going to be able to deceive those, and they're going to reject Christ, and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire at the end of the millennium because they follow Satan. That's one sin that God is going to prove that you cannot blame on the devil, because that's your own unbelief denied Jesus Christ. Proving to you, God's going to prove to man that he is totally, absolutely depraved. Depraved. He is sick. And the only way that you can be well, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, is to know what the Holy Spirit can do through Jesus Christ. Because when Christ saves you, he makes you perfectly saved.
Amen.
And God will say, I've proven to humanity, I've proven to the angels, that there's one sin you can't claim on the devil. And I'm going to close with this.
All right, doctor, go ahead.
All right, but I'm gonna give. I'm gonna finish this up, and then I want you to have it, close it out. I thank God that the Lord touched your body, and we're gonna finish this out because I do want to say this for you. I appreciate your brother. You're an inspiration to me, and I hope we can be an inspiration to those that's out there. That millennium reign, after the millennium reign, the great white throne. That's the throne in which all the wicked dead will be resurrected. From Adam all the way over to the end of the millennium reign. And Christ, the great white throne, will be the throne and the judgment of the second resurrection. And every wicked, unbelieving, dastardly individual that rejected God from the time of Adam, and the first rejecter of God was Cain. Cain rejected God. Cain is in hell now. Jezebel's in hell now. All those wicked people, Goliath is in
thousands
hell.
Thousands of years.
A thousand of years they've been in hell waiting for the final judgment. Well, all them in every generation will be resurrected, and they will be standing out in the midst of the universe. And God himself will be sitting on the throne, and he will open up books. And all that with the wicked done, they ain't going to be judged for salvation because they rejected salvation. They're going to be judged for the works that they did without salvation.
That's right.
And so now, all those, now here come to the close, all those that literally reject God's word, his son, the prophets, all those that spat at them, those that hung them, burned them, cooked them alive, put them boiling oil, hung them and stretched them, tore them apart with animals, all those wicked, the false church will be there. The woman on the scarlet beast will be there. All the wicked people who thought religion could get you to heaven. All the big time preachers, self-called backyard sermons. Not sermons from heaven, but they had backyard. So all those that had the great motivation speeches that motivated people to hell.
Amen.
Guess what? They're going to be there. And they're going to open the books. And if your name is not found written in the book, the Bible says they all, A-L-L, with a whole lot of L's on the end, all were picked up by angels and cast into the lake of fire that burned with brimstone. They're going to feel the heat before they hit Gehenna. They're going to look down and see the lake of fire, and they ain't going to be able to do nothing but resist to be cast in. That's why the angels going to have to pick them up and cast them into the lake of fire.
Lord have mercy.
Because there's not one individual person. Unless he don't care, and there's a lot of people that want to burn themselves, but there ain't gonna be a whole lot of people, but all them people ain't gonna be running to hell. No, they ain't. Don't you think they're gonna be? If you think they're gonna be running to hell, you're fooling the half. So the angels gonna have to pick them up and cast them into the lake of fire that burneth forever. My friends, don't go to hell.
That's right.
This is Brother Tim Jackson. This is Elder Bazard. We don't want you to be lost. And we ain't down in denominationalism. We ain't down it, but denominationalism is not the way to salvation.
That's right.
I was raised as a Baptist. My mother was a Methodist. That didn't have nothing to do with their salvation. Just the name of a denomination. But both of my parents were saved, S-A-V-E-D. They raised me. And it was Jesus that was in their lives. And that's what got to be in your life before you can raise a well-balanced family. You still going to have problems, but you need Jesus to raise a good family and a righteous family to get your family saved. This is the hour that God has called us in. This is the last days. This is why we're preaching so hard. We're preaching hard, man. I'm telling you, we study, we pray. We don't want to miss no hours. We want y'all to continue to pray for us. I want Brother, what you call, to come on one more time. Amen. And then offer the call and close it out for the day. But we really love you. Keep on praying for us. Brother Tim Jackson, you go ahead and roll with it.
Amen, Doctor. All glory be to the Most High God. Amen. Thank you, Brother. Awesome word. Enjoy listening to you all the time. Thank you for having me on. Amen. Definitely pray for me. Amen. I took the medicine, feel a little bit better. Amen. But, you know, I just know this is nothing but the enemy. I already know what it is. The enemy is mad. Amen. He's mad because we have the victory.
Amen.
And I tell people, amen. But you better know that. I tell people all the time. That's right. Say it again, brother. He's mad as hell.
He's mad as hell.
Amen.
He's mad.
That's right. That's right. And we're not being vulgar. Hell is in the Bible. Christ talks about hell more than he did heaven.
Yeah,
it's a real
now.
Thing. Amen. This
it's
is
a real
thing.
Thing.
Amen. And I just sit back and I just, you know, I look at them, look at my life, and I say, you know what? This ain't nothing but the enemy. Amen. But I won't give him no praise, no glory, because I know that my God is much greater than any in existence. And I praise him and thank him for salvation. I thank him for this time that we are in. I thank him for this experience. Amen. We got to live in the experience, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Because we got to praise him as well as we got to praise him through the bad, just like we're doing the good. Amen. Because we only want to praise God when things are good. Amen. You got to praise God even more so when things are a challenge in our life.
Yeah.
Amen.
We give him
all the praises.
All the praises.
We thank him. Amen. For what he has done. I want to read, I want to say a few things, say a little bit. Amen. Before we go off the air, before I get ready to turn back over to the brother, I want to say something. I want to call your attention, amen, to a verse over in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 7. It's funny because...
All right. I like that, brother. I like that.
Amen.
I like that, brother.
Amen. And I have to, because I've been looking for this verse for some time. Amen. I've been looking for this verse for some time. Amen. And I'm so glad that I found it. Amen. I was, you know, just, I said, man, where is that scripture? I know that there was another scripture. I just couldn't find it at one point in time, but God blessed me to recall the scripture and to find it. Amen. Again, it is Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Amen. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 7, it says,
yes, sir.
Alas.
I know that. Yeah.
Amen. It says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
Come on.
But he shall be saved out of it.
Come
God
on.
Is going to, God knows how to protect his people. He knows how to preserve his people, his children. Amen. We thank him so much for, you know, people can say things, people can believe so much, so many different things. And what I want people to understand is that God is going to preserve his people. Amen. For
yes,
this great
sir.
Day of just, even the 144,000, amen,
yes,
for
sir,
a time
bro.
Will be protected. Amen. And we thank God for the last 3.5 years is known as the great day, the great tribulation. God's going to even preserve his people. You know, the enemy is going to attack, and he's going to renege on his agreement to those that are the children of God. Amen. He's going to change up on that. It was an agreement.
The covenant. Yeah. The covenant.
Amen. That's right. That he signed the treaty with the saints. Amen. For the 7 years for Jacob. Amen. And so
that's right.
Anyway, he's going to come back and he's going to do something different. Amen. He's going to turn against them. But let me tell you something. This time that we live in, amen, as the saints of God, Amen. It reminds me of the time when the disciples were with Christ. It's a great event. Every 2,000 years, there's a great event. 2,000 years,
yes,
Christ walked the earth. Amen. He walked the earth. And what I want to close with, amen, before I get your time back over to the brother, I want to call your attention to the New Jerusalem, because this is what I've been thinking about all this week. Like I say, dealing with the things that I've been dealing with in life, and just I'm so glad, most of all, that I'm saved. The people immediately around me are saved, my wife, my children. And I'm not, the close friends that I know have said that they have confessed to Christ. And we know that everybody that we know is not saved. But we're praying for them. We're rooting for them. I don't want nobody to be lost. But I want to call your attention to the New Jerusalem, which is Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 2.
Come on,
where it says, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is going to be an awesome time for us, the saints. You know, this is all I've been thinking about this past week. Like I said, with the things that are going on in my life, you know, there's some things in your life that just make you shake your head. Amen. And that's all you can do is simply shake your head to it, because, you know, the attack of the devil, he'll try anything to attack you, to try to derail you from your purpose, and to try to get you all from not wanting to study the Bible, from not wanting to witness and preach the gospel. Because one thing we can't account for is how other people around us act and how they carry on. We can't account for that. But we can account for ourselves, amen? Amen. But I want to share this with you. In Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 23, amen, the apostle preserves and tries to detail as much as possible our eternal home. This is a blessed thing.
Yes,
the prophet describes the new heaven and the new earth, how splendid it's going to be. Now, watch this. I'm trying to make it quick. You're going to get, watch this. This is what all you're going to get. And nothing on earth can compare to what we're going to receive in the new heaven and new earth. Number one, you're going to get a brand new glorified body. And I think about my body, you know, and it's funny because I was just thinking about this week. I think about the things in life that we deal with, that we deal with them so much that they become almost not really numb, but we just deal with it. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you have a pain, like I had knee surgery long ago. I have an injury from when I was lifting weights that every now and then my arm is kind of sore in this one spot. And what I wanted to talk about was this, I think it was Friday morning, I think it's when it was. In fact, it was Friday morning. I wasn't able to go to work on my day job because my back injury that I hurt like over 10 years ago, I have a back injury. And it hurt so bad, brother, that I had to wake my wife up in the middle of the night to help me just to go to the bathroom.
Lord,
and because, this back injury, it happened from that when I really hurt my back, it was in 2011, I almost missed our family vacation. I hurt my back, and when I got home from playing basketball, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, I'll be fine, just another injury. Well, your body's not the same as it was when you're young, a teenager, your early 20s. Your body's totally different. I sat down for like 15 minutes to watch TV. Brother, I tried to get up, and I could barely move. And when I hurt my back in 2011, when I hurt my back, it took me 30 minutes just to get up and make it to the bathroom.
Whoa.
This is no joke. 30 minutes. I mean, you couldn't imagine, because we're so used to just moving around freely when you're in your body's in good shape. You just go to the bathroom. Don't take no more than a few minutes to go to the bathroom. Few seconds, really. And that night, just a few days ago, my wife had to help me up just to go to the bathroom. That's how bad my back was hurting. I could barely move. I mean, if I even twist my body, it hurts so bad.
Whoa.
And I think about, man, when Christ blows the horn, I think about the dead bodies that are in the grave. Those bodies are rotten. Those bodies are dead. He's going to give you a brand new body.
Come on, man.
He's going to remake your body. this pain that I feel, whether it be my neck, my back, my knee, my arm, I think about how I wear glasses. I don't have 20/20 vision. I think about how I've lost hair. My body's gray. I picked up weight. I'm not as strong as I used to be.
Tell me about
And brother, I think about how he's going to reshape you. He's going to remake you. He's going to give you a new body, a glorified body.
Glorified.
And then he's going to give you eternal life. Just those two things alone is worth getting saved. I don't care what nobody tell you.
Come on.
He don't have to do nothing more for us. If he just gave us eternal life and said, okay, I'm going to give you the body that you have, but you won't feel no pain or suffering. Just that alone is good. But
good.
He didn't stop there. Amen. He didn't stop there. He said, I'm going to give you eternal life. Not only am I going to let you live for all eternity with me. He said he didn't just stop there. He said, I'm going to give you a brand new body because your body can't enjoy the new heaven and the new earth. And this all in this body here becomes it's full of sin.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
And he's going to give you a brand new body. This knee surgery I have is going to be gone. This arm that's injured, the pain is going to be gone. The pain in my back, that's the worst pain that I have. And though now that the incident happened over 10 years ago, once or twice a year I experienced this one day where this injury comes back and it haunts me. And it hurts so bad that when it comes around, I'm thankful to God it only happens like once or twice a year. Because any other time I can walk around normal, I can run and exercise like normal, but I don't know what it is that causes injury to visit me once or twice a year. And I was just telling myself, I said, you know what, I really need to go to the doctor and see what he says about my back because it has to be something that's still bothering me all this time. Anyway, the point that I'm making is that God's going to take all the pain away.
Yes,
all
he is.
The sufferings, all the hurt, people who have hurt you, people who have let you down, people, family members, friends, associates, enemies, anyone that have said something to you, you're going to take it all away. We're going to
give
a new, brand new holy city, a heavenly Jerusalem. The Bible says that it breaks down how it's going to look. The city is going to be immaculate.
Come on, preacher.
It's going to be a precious stone. It talks about the brilliant colors that are there. Amen.
It talks about
the blue sapphire, jacinth, amethyst, green, jasper, the chalcedony, the emerald, the beryl, the topaz, the chrysoprase, the red sardonyx, sardis, the yellow chrysolite. With the streets of gold, it talks about Revelation 21:18 says, and the city was pure gold and like unto clear glass. I think of that as something beautiful. Can you imagine something? We can only imagine in our mind, but our mind can only take us so far. You know, our imagination, you know, even Enoch, when he described heaven, when God put him in the spirit and took him there, how beautiful it was. And, you know, we talk about how the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. This is John giving us a glimpse of what your heavenly home is going to be like for all eternity. Not my home here, where I have to keep, you know, spraying and keep stuff to keep pests and rodents away. We have to keep doing maintenance and paying somebody to keep coming and fixing on stuff in my house. You know, not stuff like that. You're going to get a brand new house for all eternity. That will never is going to be enough room, enough space. You're never going to have to worry about anything breaking down. The inhabitants of heaven is going to be people who believers like you, people with love, peace, not no hateful murder, spirit, not no raping or molesting spirit.
Come on, preacher.
Or killing, murderous spirit, hateful witchcraft, nothing, none of the foolishness that we deal with now. There's going to be angels there. The people throughout the church age is going to be there. The Old Testament saints is going to be there. We know Yahweh, the Heavenly Father, is going to be there. The Holy Spirit, Christ is going to be there. Amen. And the angels. We talk about the four beasts. Amen.
Yeah.
Is going to be there. And Revelation 21 and 23 And says, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, or any type of celestial light like stars or anything to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, the light thereof. God is so much. God is light. He is
light.
The great, awesome spirit. And he can shine brighter than any star, any sun, any moon. He's going to light up the city in a new heavenly place. Why wouldn't you want to be there? Who wants to go to hell and the lake of fire for all eternity with all the screaming, hollering, crying? I couldn't even imagine what hell is like now, more or less what the lake of fire is going to be like. I figure it turning back over to the brother. But I just want to let you know that heaven, no city, beautiful city. No, don't get me wrong. I've been to a few cities, not a lot of places. I ain't been to a lot of places. I ain't been to places like, you know, Africa, Europe, Asia, South America. I only been here in America. I only been to a few places in America. Lived in the metro, lived in the DFW metro, been to Houston. There's some nice, beautiful cities, some beautiful skyscrapers. Beautiful city. I'd say right now Dallas is beautiful at night, especially at night when all the night, the skyline and the city of Dallas is just awesome to me all together. I love Dallas, the whole DFW metro. I love the people there. And I tell you now, nothing on earth has anything. I tell you, you can think about Dubai, Seoul, Korea, London, Paris, New York, California, Los Angeles, Chicago. Just any of the great Dallas, Houston, any of the great Orlando, Florida. I've been to Orlando. You can think of these great, beautiful cities. They have nothing on heaven. Man, let me tell you, they have nothing on heaven. Let me say this real quick. I'm going to turn it. Amen. Nothing. They have nothing. I'm gonna say this real quick and get back over
to
you.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you want to get there, you say, how can I get one of these tickets? How can I get saved? How can I go? I don't want to be here. I don't want to suffer. If my friends and family want to suffer and go to hell in the lake of fire, pray for them. Pray that they be delivered from that. I had a brother a long time ago before he died. He used to say he wanted to be rich and famous. He didn't care if he'd go to hell and burn in the lake of fire, burn in hell for all eternity. And we used to talk to him about that. Thank God that he got saved and changed his mind. The Holy Spirit dealt with him before he died of cancer.
Amen.
God changed his heart.
Amen.
He said he confessed. He said he wanted to go to heaven. He said he didn't want to die. If things are different. I'm telling you, God is grace. God is merciful. Gave him the opportunity before he died to change his life and give his life to Christ. And we will get to see him again. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that simple. Be obedient to this scripture and you will be saved. You will see the past saints, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, whoever, your uncle, your aunt, brother, sister, whoever else has believed, you will see them again. That's a guarantee that Christ made. Go ahead, brother, take over. Amen.
Yeah,
I'll leave you a few more minutes.
Bless your heart. Bless your
heart,
brother.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you backing up the word
Amen.
Of God and holding
Likewise.
Fast to the word
Amen.
Of God. And I believe you feel better and it's going to get better. And
Amen.
Was lost this one. He lost this one. Thank God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And what you got through saying, man, ain't nothing like heaven. Ain't nothing like heaven.
Amen.
I don't know why. People can't get it in their mind that God loves you so much. He wants you to be with him forever. That's the main cause of God making man. He wanted some company. And in order to have company with God, amen, he gave man a choice. He gave man a free will.
You
know, you go where you want to go. You know, if you want to go to heaven, Christ said, I made the way. And if you want to go to hell, then the devil said, I made the way. And you got a choice, but don't miss heaven. Whatever you do, miss dinner, miss the picnic, miss the wedding, but don't miss heaven.
Amen.
If you miss heaven, it's gonna be gnashing and grinding the teeth. If you go to heaven, it's gonna be singing
right.
and shouting forever.
That's right. That's it.
Confess. Why don't you just confess the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord,
That's
I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my life right now. I repent. I'm broken up so, Lord, that I'm going to turn 180 degrees and I'm going to walk away from the lust of the flesh, the pride of life.
Right.
And I'm going to walk away from the system of the world, and I'm going to walk right into your kingdom. And I know the only way that I can walk in is I accept the blood of Jesus Christ. If you confess with your mouth, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a low-down sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for my sin. I repent of my sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day morning 2,000 years ago, and I'm going to accept that right now. Come into my life right now. Please, Jesus, please.